Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. And you know her because you've seen her all over the place. How about NWA, Ring of Honor even, Impact Wrestling, AEW. And you'll be able to see her on Limitless Double Vision Friday, March 19th on IWTV. We got Ashley Vox. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing awesome. As I mentioned, you have been all over the place, specifically the last couple of years. Seems like every time I turn on the TV, you're somewhere else.
That's so nice of you to say. I'm trying.
As I mentioned, IWTV, there's Limitless, Double Vision. I mean that has become a place that you've worked just over and over again. I mean, against such a variety of different opponents, from people like Anthony Green, who is now August Gray in WWE, to Becca, who maybe you don't like as much these days. How has working for Limitless been for you?
It's been great. To be honest, Limitless Wrestling is actually my home promotion. I consider it my home promotion. I'm from Rhode Island, and I know it's in Maine, but to me, that is like the promotion that even during a pandemic, like the way that they handle things and like take authorities to be safe with everything, that is the one promotion that I'm willing to drive up to and, you know, get in the ring and be around a couple people while wearing a mask, of course, because I love Limitless Wrestling and that's a home to me. So I absolutely love it there and just planning and hoping to, you know, do a tag division there. That'd be great, you know.
A proven track record of creating people who have gone on to sign with major promotions as well. As we mentioned, a couple of them, I mean, this is advertised as Christian Casanova's last independent match as well on Double Vision. I mean, there's people coming out of the Northeast at such an advanced rate right now.
There is. Yeah. Everyone's leaving. All my friends are leaving, but you know, good for them. Like, Christian Casanova's next, like Anthony Green, Chris Statlander's in AEW, like Max, like everyone's doing great, you know. Daniel Garcia was in WWE, so who knows, like big opportunities for everyone. And it's awesome that people are like big promotions, big companies are tuning in to watch Limitless Wrestling and seek out, you know, like the next big star. So it's awesome how far Limitless Wrestling has come.
Well, it's obvious that a lot of big name promotions have their eye on you because we saw you pop up. I think we saw the match in, I can't remember if it was the beginning of January or end of December, but I know you were there in December working Thunder Rosa, who I've often referred to as like the Mother Goose of independent wrestling right now. Like she's got her hands in everything. How is that being brought in for AEW and working with somebody like Thunder Rosa?
Thunder Rosa, when I found out that I was even having a match and it was Thunder Rosa, I was just so happy and relieved. I was like, this is amazing, because like her and I know each other from like before NWA, and like we've gotten close during NWA, and we've worked each other so many times. So like, you know, we know each other, we feel comfortable with each other. We don't complain about like, yeah, you can hit me a little harder, you know, like it's just a comfortable level. So
she's been known to lay it in a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's not that serious. At the end of the day, it's wrestling and it's gonna happen. But I'm glad it was with her, someone that I felt really comfortable with for my first match there.
So, I mean, yeah, that familiarity had to be a great thing for you, because as you mentioned, you've been wrestling her specifically over like the last 2 years all over the place, NWA. I know even in the Northeast, you all had a few matches up there. So, I mean, did you hear straight out of the gate when they contacted you, oh, we want you to work Thunder Rosa, or did you kind of find out when you got there?
I found out when I got there.
So that had to be like such a big relief. Like, oh,
it was like, oh, thank God.
How was that experience? Did you get any good feedback, and maybe from who?
I got a lot of feedback from Dustin. Tony Khan himself, like, took the time to talk to me and, you know, like, gave me some feedback and would love to bring me back, and, you know, just hoping for that. He was such an awesome guy, so nice, to easy to talk to. I didn't feel like I was nervous to talk to. The environment there was just completely different, like just great. Like, I've been to NWA. I thought that locker room, that environment was great. I've been to Impact, Ring of Honor. I've been backstage for WWE, but like AEW, I just felt so comfortable. I knew everyone there, you know, like old friends that, you know, I haven't seen because of like the pandemic, and you know, they're doing great at AEW. So re-seeing them and like just talking to them and laughing again, like I felt comfortable. It was a great locker room. Would love to be back.
When you saw that tag tournament last year, were you kind of like hoping maybe that would pop up? Because I mean, you did get the call for the Impact tournament with your sister for to bring the C-Stars there. But like, did those wheels get turning when you saw that women's tag team tournament in AEW as well?
I did. I was, I mean, I didn't expect that they would call me or like, you know, reach out to me, because first of all, I wasn't even ready. Like, I was like in quarantine, like mode, like barely worked out. Like, I was like, I don't even know how to wrestle anymore. Like, you know, so much time away from wrestling. So I'm glad nothing happened, but Dummy and I are hoping for this year for sure. Like, we feel ready. We have a home gym. We've been like eating good and all that. We've been so focused for this year, and we're just planning to like be a part of that tournament. That's definitely one of our biggest goals right now for this year.
As we film this, like specifically over the last week, WWE has put an awful lot of attention on their women's tag team division. I mean, like, I think 7 or 8 segments over the course of 3 or 4 shows, like, and people saw the demand for women's tag team wrestling. Does that give you hope that it just catches fire from one place to another? Because that Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, and when you see Dakota and Raquel winning that, and people are like, oh no, that's the act we want to see on the entire show is them. I mean, that's got to feel good. It's got to feel promising, like, for you as well.
Yeah. I like love doing singles work, and Domi does too, because like we have our own separate gimmicks and like we have fun with that. We can, you know, be creative in our own ways, but tagging is like a whole other thing. And I think Domi's like the brains of this tag team, and I you know, like, she's so good at like structuring matches, and like it's just easy to like wrestle with her, especially like she's my own sister, we know each other, so it's a comfortable level. It's great that WWE is also like stepping in with like tag teams and like the division and growing, and Domi and I, you know, it does give us a lot of hope that like we can do this together, and like not one has to be like in one company and or like Domi has to be in another company. Like, we want to be together, like we're a pack. You know, like, we want to be, like, the Hardys, the Young Bucks. Like, we stick together.
Well, we saw you guys stick together in Impact, and I think when I interviewed Deonna Purrazzo a few months ago, she was so excited that the C-Stars were coming in. Like, she that was one of the names she brought up. Like, this is the kind of people that we need to add to the division, to replenish the division. It wasn't your first time there, though. You did some work with Disco Inferno?
Yes. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Beat me up.
So I won't say where I went that he works at, but I went to a place that he worked at in Vegas. And they're like, How do you know him? And I'm like, wrestling. But they knew him as Disco, but didn't know he was a wrestler. So I'm like, why do you all call him Disco if you don't know that he was a wrestler? How was that experience coming into Impact Wrestling before this most recent time?
I was a lot nervous at that time. It was like one day, and we had done, the first thing that I had done was the, I forgot what it was, like the Battle Royal.
Yes.
That's what it was. We did the Battle Royal early that day, and they tell me that they want to have me work Disco Inferno, and I'm like, okay. So like, I felt comfortable with the Battle Royal because there's not much to do, but you got to like feel the ring out, the crowd and all that, so your butterflies kind of like fade out a bit. And then going out there and facing him in a singles, it was like a whole other, like, I've never done that, you know. It was kind of like funny. It was like, why am I here, you know, beating me up and everything. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. That was the first time I like had to say my name on the mic. I think I said my name on the mic because he was like, who are you? And I was like, Ashley. And then, you know, start beating me up. But that was a lot of fun. And coming back this time around again, I felt more comfortable because it was with my sister and I had someone to lean on, and we could just lean on each other with like emotions of like nervousness and pressure and just like happiness and like, you know, someone to lean on. So it was a good time this time, more comfortable.
And as I mentioned, I mean, you got the Knockouts champion that's saying, this is the kind of people we...
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One in our division, this is the kind of people we want to see around. How did you feel? Have there been any talks about you guys possibly coming back? Because they do have an established tag division now, and you guys being in that tournament was a big part of that. That added a lot of credibility to that tournament.
Nothing in the works right now. We're just going with the flow. Delmi and I just always been known for like going with the flow of things. If it happens, that's awesome. If it doesn't, you know, just keep grinding, keep going forward.
So you also did a bunch of stuff for NWA, and obviously they've been on a hiatus for quite a while. Not much you can really do about that due to the circumstances, but you got a lot of work there in a very short amount of time, and you were working with everybody there, from like Melina to Allison Kay, Thunder Rosa, ODB, like the Tasha Steeles, even who you wrestled in Impact. What was that experience like for you? And do you know of anything? Have they been in touch with you about that, or is that pretty much in the rearview mirror for you?
It was great because I got along with everyone. It was like the first time being a part of like a whole new, like, we're bringing back NWA, and it was big, you know. It was like, I'm a part of this. Like, I can't believe I'm a part of this. Seeing the studio set up and everyone, like the locker room, the environment, Eddie Kingston, like Tasha Steeles was like my Airbnb like roommate, and like we would do things together, you know. Thunder Rosa, we would all, Allison Kay, we would all go out later, have a few drinks, eat. And it was nice because no one had an ego there. No one thought highly of themselves over others. It was like we were all like an NWA family, which I miss a lot. I don't know where they're going or what they're going to do. I haven't really heard anything. I really don't know much on that.
Would you be open to going back and doing some more work for them?
Absolutely. Like, if they come back, yeah, I'm down to like be a part of it. You know, I'm not under contract. So any big place that asks me to come and work, I'm going to take that opportunity.
They had pieced together, I thought, a really good women's division there, like with familiar names and with indie names, but indie names that were also familiar indie names. I thought that mm-hmm. was a really, really good approach, and a lot of experience there too. And obviously we've seen a whole lot of people. Melina almost landed in WWE. You're popping up everywhere. So, I mean, obviously the approach was a successful one there.
Yeah, it was a good mix. It was good because we had like Melina as a vet and like Thunder Rosa, who's been wrestling for years in independence, but also has done like Lucha Underground and other stuff. And then you have like up in newcomers like Tasha and I, like, you know, we have a couple years in, but we're not like that level high of years.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but I know you did a couple of dark matches in ROH a couple years back. I can't remember if those like made their channel or not, because I know that sometimes they would film those and run them there. How did that go, and what kind of feedback did you get from that?
Got good feedback, a couple things that I needed to work on. And, you know, at that time, it was like, you're just learning as you're going. And so a couple things I needed to work on, and great environment again. Those girls were great to work with. I got to do like their tryout, I forgot what year it was, but I did a tryout when they opened up the school down in, where is it, Georgia? No.
I thought it was in Maryland or something, wasn't it?
Maryland, yeah. Yes. Yeah, where they opened up like their new school. So I did their first tryout there, which was awesome. Got to wrestle Kelly, and it was fun, you know. But nothing in the works with them, just, you know, another great experience there.
I know they wanted to invest a lot more in their women's division, but unfortunately what happened to the world happened, and they didn't get to get all that. But I know that you worked Sumi Sakai on one of those things, and it's a lot like the Thunder Rosa thing. It's like, well, you did, but you've worked her multiple times throughout the country. I mean, was that another situation where it's like, okay, I know her, I've been in the ring with her before, dating back years before that, I feel pretty good about this. Plus, again, you're in there with your sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt comfortable. I was excited that it was going to be with her, because she's so easy to talk to, so great. And actually, it reminds me too, like what you mentioned with like the pandemic. I was actually going to do like a tournament for Ring of Honor right after Mania week. And of course, pandemic happens. So there was going to be like something else for me with Ring of Honor, but COVID.
Yeah. Oh, it's so frustrating. Going back to Limitless Double Vision, again, guys, Friday, March 19th on IWTV. I know that you're a more straight-laced, straightforward figure than Becca is, but say she does end up beating you. Are you going to join the Scrunchie Squad?
Absolutely not.
There's no chance. There's no chance.
Hair ties only.
My God. I don't miss my long hair one bit. I don't miss hair ties. I cut mine a year ago, but like I'll clean out rooms and I'll still have the habit. Like I'll find the hair ties on the floor and I'll put them in my pocket like I'm going to use them later. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't need that anymore. Yeah. I don't miss it at all. So, what we do on these interviews, I like to put some positivity out into the world. And if you've ever seen like interviews or shoot interviews, you'll see like this person shoots hard on another person. They say something bad. Instead, we like to shoot softly. So I'm going to ask you to say something nice about the following names as I bring them up. And
okay.
We'll start with your opponent, Becca.
All right. Something nice?
Something nice about Becca.
She's a nice person.
Well, there you go. That very, qualifies. Very. That works. A person you've been in the ring with many times, Allison Kay.
Allison Kay. There's so many things I can say. She's just so funny.
She is.
So funny.
Another name that you had mentioned earlier, a guy who's one of the best technical wrestlers around right now, Daniel Garcia.
He is my favorite independent wrestler currently right now. He's so great. Great facials.
We've got Solo Darling, another person you've been in the ring with an awful lot. You've done a lot of tag work there. Bird and the Bee versus the Sea Stars.
Great body. Those guns. Absolutely great body. I want to know what her workout secret is.
She always looks like such a star. Like when she's out yeah. there in the ring.
She looks great.
She looks like such a star. Another NWA name, Marty Bell.
Oh, Marty. I love her. She's a great dancer.
There you go. And we'll wrap up by another name who has made some... Actually, we'll do two that have made some AEW appearances. First off, we'll go Veda Scott.
Veda Scott? Let's see. Oh, I haven't seen her in so long.
If it's hard to think of nice things, I will let you bury her if you want.
No. I've rode with her so many times. Like, I love her. I'm just trying to think. She's very nice. She's very smart.
Yeah,
like,
she is.
Actually really, really smart. Like, listens to, like, podcasts that I'm like, how do you listen to this? Like, she's smart.
I loved, she did like a video promo on her Twitter last year. It was like a passive aggressive promo about her not having a contract anywhere. I thought it was so good.
Was it the one where she's walking outside?
Yes. Yes.
So good.
It was so great. And then we'll wrap up. The person who actually motivated me to do this segment, MJF.
MJF? Oh yeah. My God.
Because I wanted to get him to say nice things about people.
That's amazing.
And he didn't at all. He called Conrad Thompson fat. He said that Trent's mom, Sue, poisoned cookies. He said that Sammy Guevara looked like he sold ADHD medication to kids.
Oh my God.
So it didn't go as wonderfully as I had hoped.
He broke his own rules.
Yeah, so anything nice about MJF?
Can I bury this person?
You can. You know what? I will make an exception for him.
Okay, so he obviously gets a spray tan and his hands are orange. So I'm going to laugh at that.
Wow. Probably doesn't wash his hands either.
Yeah, right.
Guys, again... Limitless Double Vision, Friday, March 19th, IWTV. Ashley, anything you want to let the people know before we wrap up about Limitless? Maybe if they haven't checked out Limitless in the past.
If you haven't checked out Limitless, we do a series called The Road. check it out. It's on IWTV. They're just coming out with their third season. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Make sure you guys check it out, guys. There's so much talent on these Limitless events. John Alba actually turned me on to Limitless Wrestling and been checking out a lot more of it lately. And my God, just the level of talent, you can look and you'll be like, oh, that person's going to get signed. That person's going to get signed all the way up and down the card. Ashley Vox, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.